Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Word.
Team PXY. No, gentlemen,
you, it's the Dirty Word.
Team PXY does your relationship dirty work for you.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
With Halloween not that far off, we've all got ghosts and ghouls and goblins on the mind.
We do. But for today's Dirty Work Wednesday, we're dealing with a different kind of ghost, Corey. One of a dating variety.
Yeah, and this is a weird one, Breeze. Normally when you hear stories of someone who's been ghosted, it was by someone that, you know, maybe they went on a couple of dates with. But that's not the case for Bobby, and he's on with us right now. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, guys. I really appreciate you helping me out here.
Well, Bobbo, I think we can all relate to the feeling of being ghosted, and it's infuriating, especially when you're not given a reason to why exactly.
Yeah, it does suck, but it probably sucks more for you, because how long were you dating this girl for?
We were together for just a little over 4 months.
Wow. Okay, now, I know that's not a super long time, but you'd think that would be long enough to deserve some kind of explanation, but you say things were cool one day, and then just the next day, poof, she was gone?
Pretty much, you know. It was a couple of weeks ago now. We had made plans to get together that weekend, but she stopped responding to my texts and didn't return any of my calls, and then she blocked me on every single account of social media we have.
Wow.
Blocked you?
Block.
Harsh.
Bobbo, right?
That's tough, man.
Yeah, I thought so.
Now, before we try and get you some answers, think real hard here. There's nothing that happened between you two.
Guys, I've literally been poring over this for the last 2 weeks. I've been looking at every single thing I've done, like what I've said, what I've eaten, you know, who I've talked with, like everything, and I'm coming up blank.
All right. I have a question. You guys said you were together for 4 months, so obviously you know where she lives. Why don't you just show up at her door and see what's up?
Well, yeah, but I mean, she completely stopped responding to me and blocked me on all social media. So to me, that's pretty obvious she doesn't want anything to do with me. So, I mean, showing up at her door in the flesh, I don't know if that's a good idea. Like, I'm not trying to get a restraining order on top of everything.
I mean, that's never really stopped me before, but to each their own.
Okay, all right. So how do you want to do this? Do you just want to stay quiet and stay on the line and we'll try to figure out what the deal is? I mean, it doesn't seem like you're a guy that likes confrontation from what I can tell. I mean, we can smell our own after all.
I mean, that depends on what she says, I guess. You know?
Okay, all right. Well, we won't mention that you're on the line because it doesn't seem like you want to necessarily confront her. But again, just trying to find out the reason why. That's what it comes down to. Breezy, can you bring up this girl's number?
Yep. There you go.
All right. Let's give Natalie a call.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Natalie?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Natalie. My name is Corey James. I'm on the morning show on 98PXY, and I've got my co-host Breezy here with me as well.
Okay.
So, Nat, listen, every Wednesday we do this thing called Dirty Work Wednesday, where listeners reach out to us looking for some help. And this week, a certain gentleman you may remember by the name of Bobby reached out to us.
Bobby reached out to you guys?
Yeah, he did.
Can you pass along a message to him then for me?
Sure. Sure.
Tell him he's a f***ing ass. And I never want to hear his stupid name again.
Oh,
Okay. Well, Bobby, I think we can confirm some things for you, like the fact that she sounds pretty pissed. Are you sure there's nothing you can think of that you did?
Guys, I have no idea how she could be that mad. Like, I didn't do anything.
So, we're calling her back. We have to call her back, right, Corey?
I mean, Bobby, do you want us to? I mean, you know, there are other options here. You could just move on with your life. There's always that.
Corey, you are so anti-confrontational. It's truly amazing. I don't really care what Bobby says. We're calling her back. I need to know what happens
okay,
here.
Okay, now this is about you. Okay.
No, call her back. I want to know.
Okay, well, good. Ahead. I'm glad you're in, I guess. Okay, let's give her a call back.
So you guys are bad at taking hints or something?
Nah. Listen, sister. Okay, we're just trying to get to the bottom of what happened here. Obviously, you're pretty mad about something that Bobby did or said. We have no clue what it could be. Can you just tell us what he did?
Is he on the phone, too?
Yes. Well, yeah, we'll be completely honest with you. He's on the phone.
Yeah. Hey.
You really want to know?
I mean, yeah. Like, don't you think I deserve at least that?
Oh, you deserve it, do you? How about this? I think you do deserve something. You deserve to have all of Rochester know exactly how big of an ass you are.
What did he do?
Yeah, what is going on?
Seemingly sweet Bobby went out and grabbed some drinks with his buddies a couple of weeks ago. They started catching up, talking about their lives, who they were dating, and that's when the topic turned to sex.
Oh, sh**.
And Bobby must have been in a sharing kind of mood, because boy, did Bobby share. I mean, all sorts of really intimate, graphic details, and his buddies were all eating it up, egging him on, getting him to share more.
Okay, two quick questions here. How do you know this, Natalie? And Bobby, is this true?
Well...
Oh, I'll take this. Bobby, it's 100% true because a group of my girlfriends were sitting next to them and heard literally everything.
Oh boy.
Bobby, man.
I mean, you're hearing things secondhand, so.
Well, they filmed most of it, so there's that.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that graphic, you know.
You legit drew what my lady parts look like on a napkin to show them. Do you have any idea how mortifying that is?
Bobby? Bobby?
And Bobby has ejected himself from this conversation. Wow.
Oh. Well, Natalie, really sorry for bugging you this morning.
More sorry
Thank
now.
Thank you for your insight.
We originally called, that's for damn sure.
You know what? It's fine. I'm happy to have been able to clear the air. It's fine.
Yeah. Again, you know, we wish we could find the bright side in these situations. I feel like you won't be hearing anything from Bobby ever again. That's for sure.
Yeah. I got a feeling Bobby may be currently in the process of fleeing the country.
You know what? Not a bad idea.
DPXY is always up for doing your dirty work.
Email us at dirtywork@98pxy.com.
More of Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.